All right, how'd you feel the other day getting back for the first time?
I felt pretty good. It was good to be back out there and help the team.
Any complications from the Sunday?
I came out healthy, and hopefully come out healthy this week.
What do you see in this Jets defense? Obviously, they have made some adjustments to their style, to their scheme, to kind of account for you and Gronk.
They got a variety of things that they do, and it's our job to prepare for it. And they do a lot of stuff. They have good players like every other team in the NFL, and we just got to come to play and do what we need to do to win.
How difficult was it to be on the sidelines for three games, not with your teammates?
I wasn't really on the sideline. I was at home. But obviously it was tough, especially when you live to play football. Been doing it your whole life. You want to play, want to help the team. That's the reason why I came back.
Did you feel like you were pretty much hitting the ground full speed when you did come back last week?
Well, that's the only thing you really could do. And maybe I was a step slower, but I'm saying I felt pretty good and look forward to keep getting better.
Aaron, what part of you was concerned about the injury when it initially happened, that it was going to keep you out for longer than it did?
I know we have a great training staff, and I know they're going to work hard to get us back, especially under Bill's supervision. So I know I was going to have a quick recovery, and it came back pretty good.
But when you were on the ground holding it, I mean, what was your initial thought?
Broke, but it healed, and I'm better now.
Did you try to convince them the week before to go to play against Denver?
I don't think I was ready, but obviously wanted to, but it wasn't the right thing to do, and coach made a decision that next week would be best, and played next week.
What's the biggest sign to you that you were ready, to go?
Coach said I could play.
but in terms of the way you felt?
It's all about confidence, and got more practice time in and gained some more confidence of cutting off the ankle, because I cut a lot, and so I gained some confidence, and it made me feel comfortable going out and playing the game.
Did that confidence grow when you caught, I think, the first pass of Brady's first pass of the game last week?
Yeah, and when you're out there on the field, you kind of forget about everything and just hope for the best. And once I caught that first pass, I got back into the game and wanted to blow some more.
When somebody falls on you, tackles you from behind and the ankle holds up well, is that a sign to you that, you know, you're over it and you're not thinking about it anymore?
Yeah, I'm saying you get nervous at times, but it's feeling great, so it's really nothing really to worry about no more. And if it gets hurt, then it's the man above, but I guess I'll be all right.
Aaron, does this game have a little bit more juice because it's the Jets and considering how things ended last week?
Not really. It's another game. We got to come out and win conference. So, I appreciate it. But it's just another game.
Really?
Yeah. Just another game.
How nice was it that they went through the first play of the game last week?
Excited, I guess. Just happy to be back out there and knowing I could get the ball and help him out. It made me happy.
Is there more talking between the players because of the rivalry? More trash talking?
Not really. Just like I said, we got to worry about what we need to do, and they have to stop us, and we just got to do what we do. And if we do it the right way, then we'll come out with the victory. Just another game.
Aaron, what about the presence of Tim Tebow for their offense? I mean, you've been with him on the field before. What kind of dimension does he bring?
Tebow, I play with him. He's a great player, and he can make plays, and I'm sure he'll make some. And we just got to do what we need to do to win the game.
Thanks.
Have a nice day, guys.
Thanks, man.
See you guys.